AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha. Always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Rocket Mortgage.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. Airlines have canceled more than 1,300 flights in the U.S. with a winter storm bearing down on the Midwest, snarling Christmas travel. Correspondent Chris Van Cleve begins our coverage.
The airlines think they'll be able to at least operate some flights out of Chicago O'Hare until about midday when the weather will really deteriorate there. One good thing the airlines say is they saw a real spike in people taking advantage of all those travel waivers to move their flights. So hopefully fewer people will be impacted as the cancellations mount.
The snow and wind are accompanied by bitter cold. Meteorologist Craig Allen with our affiliate WCBS.
From the Great Lakes all the way back through the plains, the upper plains, the Mississippi Valley into the northern Rockies, we have actual air temperatures into the minus 20 to minus 40 degree range and wind chills that could be as low as minus 50 to minus 60 in some of these areas.
Airlines have already canceled about 700 flights scheduled for tomorrow. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky took Washington by storm on a quick visit that included a meeting with President Biden and a speech to a joint session of Congress.
Your money is not charity. It's an investment in the global security.
Face the Nation's Margaret Brennan.
He spoke some of the language that will land well with Republicans, underscoring that Iran is now part of the fight, helping Russia. So this was really a sales pitch to the American people to say thank you and to appeal to their common humanity.
The pressure is growing on Sam Bankman-Fried. The fallen crypto king arrived in New York on a flight from the Bahamas last night. U.S. Attorney Damian Williams says his ex-girlfriend and FTX co-founder have both entered pleas.
Both Ms. Ellison and Mr. Wong have pled guilty to those charges, and they are both cooperating with the Southern District of New York.
Charges of fraud, that is, Bankman-Fried could make his first court appearance in the U.S. as soon as today. Just in from Washington, the government has upgraded estimates on third quarter growth. The new numbers show the GDP grew at an unexpectedly strong 3.2% annual pace in the third quarter. It came after consecutive drops over the previous two periods, getting the credit strong exports and consumer spending. Slightly more Americans did file for jobless benefits last week. They were up by 2,000. A new One poll finds economic times are tough for a lot of Americans. 58% say this year's been financially difficult. That compares to just 15% in 2021. A majority say they're making New Year's resolutions to be smarter with money. 11% say they won't bother to make them at all. Deborah Rodriguez. This is CBS News.
Presented by Rocket Mortgage. Whether you're looking to purchase a new home or refinance yours, Rocket Mortgage can help you get there. For home loan solutions that fit your life, Rocket.
The Shaw 101 FM, your fix for progressive talk. From Butler to Windlake. Always streaming at waukradio.com.
For Civic Media, I'm Terry Bell with this news. A winter storm warning is in effect until 6 o'clock Saturday morning. A slow-moving storm system will dump 3 to 7 inches of snow across Wisconsin. Wind gusts up to 45 miles an hour will cause blowing and drifting snow. Wind chills could get as cold as 35 below. Travel will be hazardous today and tomorrow. Lawmakers are designating more than $306 million for community projects around Wisconsin. Congress this week votes on the $1.7 million omnibus spending package to keep the government running through September of next year. Among other things, the earmarked money will go to pay for buses and health centers in Milwaukee and emergency services in rural areas. In sports, the Bucks lost to Cleveland last night 114-106. You're listening to The Shaw, 101 FM, WAUK 540 AM.
Women hear a lot about self-care these days. Advice on ways to relax, exercise, eat healthy, and more. Those are all great. But one of the most important self-care steps we can take is making sure we're financially secure later in life. That means saving money for retirement. It's never too late to start. And it's the kind of self-care that brings peace of mind that lasts. For small steps you can take to save for retirement, visit WeSaySaveIt.org. That's WeSaySaveIt.org. A message from AARP and the Ad Council.
Mental health challenges impact us all in some way. Milwaukee County Behavioral Health Services is working hard to meet these challenges, ushering a new model of mental health care, redesigned with you in mind. This community-based system meets people where they're at with culturally competent services, better access, and no wrong doors to begin the journey. Milwaukee County Behavioral Health Services, here for you, close to home. If you or someone you know is experiencing a mental health emergency, contact 414-257-7222.
Hey, this is Matt from Design Garden. Remember when the internet was new? Back then you had to leave your house to start a business. Companies used to pay programmers bags of cash to get online. Now, small businesses can get online with a Facebook business page, or Squarespace, or Google My Business, or WordPress. But which tools should you use? Can you afford to go down the wrong path? Design Garden uses modern tools to build your website the right way. Find us online at design.garden. Again, that's design.garden.
The Shaw, 101 FM, WAUK 540 AM, Wisconsin's home for rational talk radio.
The Earl Ingram Show is an independent product and has a joint sales agreement with Civic Media. Enjoy.
To the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. My. How, you know, Donald Trump, a testament to why you should never be a person who lacks humility, right? You know, when you stand before the world and pontificate about you're the greatest person that's ever lived, which is basically what Donald Trump has been doing his entire life, and clamoring for attention. You know, me first. Got to have your mug and your name on everything. Donald Trump, craves attention. That's who he is. Every single second of every day, Donald Trump wants to be first. He wants people to know who he is, and he relishes that. I'm a big guy. You know, well, now he's craved all of that attention and admiration his entire life, and especially when he was president of the United States, reached the highest level of that. And right now, if he could, he would wish that the attention would stop being focused on him. Because, man, the attention that's focused on him now has exposed him. Just what kind of a person. You know, many of us thought we knew what kind of person he was, right? You know, now people know. How many times did we all hear Donald Trump, when he was president of the United States, say, when people asked him to see his taxes when he first started running? Well, I would love, I mean, I'd let you see my taxes, but there's an audit going on of my taxes. You remember? Some of us remember that, right? For all the time he was president, 4 years, well, my taxes are being audited. Man, they look at this. Now they have access to him. On $31 billion, million dollars, Donald Trump paid $750 in taxes. Wait a minute. $31 million that he said he lost, he paid $750 in taxes. So wait a minute. Now, you know, I'm not, you know, a tax advisor by any stretch of the imagination. I don't do my own taxes. I have to pay to have somebody do my taxes. And I'm afraid to lie on them, right? Because if I lie on my taxes, what they're going to do is if the government finds out I've been lying on my taxes, or you in the listening audience, the average people, get caught lying on your taxes, they'll sue you and make you pay late fees and everything else if you're lying on your taxes. But Donald Trump, excuse me, 2 years in a row, $750 in taxes. He paid. Billionaire. Well, I mean, even if you don't find that troubling, maybe you should question why he lied continually about his taxes being audited. He knew. He knew he was lying. And if a man is willing to lie about that, what else is he willing to lie about? How can he be trusted to ever have told the truth about anything? I don't know if you can point to one thing that this man has ever said that would make him trustworthy. There is none. And so he's once again, been exposed everywhere he turns, right flank, left flank. He's being exposed. His own family members. His daughter, his beloved daughter and son-in-law, by distancing themselves as far away from him as they can get, he's toxic. And in all of the court cases are piling up. And you hear, oh, poor Donald Trump. No, it's not poor Donald Trump. You know, shame on a system that has allowed him to get away with that. I mean, how can the government be afraid of one man? The government acts like it's afraid of him. But we can't. We can't say anything. We can't persecute Donald Trump because what? Come on. He's one man, flesh and blood. Now I don't think, you know, maybe you might know better than I. But I don't think Donald Trump can defeat the United States military. Or can he? Why? Why has our country allowed this man the latitude that he's had to do the things that he's done for so long and get away with it? My question is, will they ever allow another person, such as he, to get away with 1/1,000th of the criminal things that he's been able to get away with? And maybe our nation doesn't realize that there are many of us who've lost faith in a nation that acts as though they're afraid of this man. What are you afraid of? Last time I checked, he's flesh and blood. He's got an appointed time when his life will end, just like the rest of us. So what are people afraid of? What? Well, we don't know if we can persecute him because the people might not like it. Who gives a rip what those people think? Man, did he commit crimes? Yes. When the poor guy who stole something out of the grocery store because he's hungry And the police nabs him and they lock him up and he goes before the judge. Did you do it? Yeah. All right, here's the sentence. Why is that poor guy held to a higher standard than a guy like Donald Trump, who didn't steal a loaf of bread because he was hungry? Who did everything that he could and continues to do everything that he could and can to divide a nation? Isn't there a standard? So I thought justice was blind, right? I mean, the statue, balance of justice, they've got a blindfold over that entity that is balancing justice. Do we know anything about that as a country? Remember those things? How come that doesn't apply to him? But it applies to everybody else. I don't understand it. And once this part of the history of this nation is passed, and I'm long gone, and in my grave, they're going to be talking about this time. And why a nation allowed this. They'll be in the books, in the history books, as people ask the questions, Connor's generation, why did you guys allow that? Why in the world did you allow one man to become so powerful? Especially a liar. And now, you know, if you allowed a person to become powerful and they were speaking truth and were honest and forthright, and you asked the question, why did you allow one man to become so powerful? You could say, well, that person spoke the truth and they tried to improve the lives of the masses of the people. And then you can maybe understand, oh, well, that kind of person got to be powerful because they were dealing with justice and right and truth and all the things that make a society successful. But if none of that holds true with the personality that they're talking about, and now we got to dig into that. And maybe my generation doesn't have the intestinal fortitude to deal with it. You know, because you keep hearing people say, you know, it's January 6th committee. It's all of that time that they dealt with this. And then they got four different things that they say, you know, we want the Justice Department to look at. And then you find out, well, all of that really doesn't amount to a whole hill of beans because they don't have any juice. Then why did you have the committee for a year and a half and spend all that time and lead people to believe that there was going to be a price to be paid by this huckster? Got to go to a break. 844-967-2789. We'll be right back.
Join Max Inc. Radio this New Year's Eve as we present live at thespaceship.tv. Max Inc. Radio will broadcast live from the spaceship.tv studios 6 p.m. to midnight, plus live performances from the Civil Engineers. Linda and the Zeros. Porky's Groove Machine.
Cause they're the Spice Girls. Muy caliente. Oh, they're not hitting.
Live streaming video at thespaceship.tv and live on this Civic Media station. Let's party New Year's Eve starting at 6 p.m. live from the spaceship.tv. Happy New Year's from Civic Media and Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Text and work. Text and pretend to work. Text and act surprised when someone calls you out for not working.
Who, me?
Text and whatever. Just don't text and drive. Visit stoptextsstoprex.org. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. A winter storm warning begins at 9 a.m. this morning and continues until 6 a.m. Saturday morning. Cloudy skies this afternoon with snow likely. Highs around 27. Northwesterly winds 10 to 20 miles an hour. Cloudy tonight. Snow likely 7 below. Snow likely again tomorrow. High of 1 above. 2 to 4 inches of snow today through tomorrow night. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Eric Height. Currently, it's 27 degrees.
A progressive voice for rural Wisconsin. WAUK 540 AM. Always streaming at waukradio.com.
Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. You know, our phone lines are open at 844-967-2789. Hey, let's bring CJ on, man. CJ, what's going on, man?
Thanks for taking my call, Earl. The two topics you've talked about, first... you know, you preached like one of the previous callers said, hate and division about Republicans.
I preach hate and division about Republicans.
You do.
I preach. I'm speaking truth.
Elon Musk said.
I'm speaking
the Democrats
truth.
Are a party of hate and division.
Hey, listen, man.
The $1.7 trillion
before
4,400 pages, and you. Support this, but it's loaded with pork, as usual, 4,400 pages negotiated by four people under the table, and in the
first off, so I can understand what it is we are talking about, let me understand what you are saying, because I don't know what you're talking about. So what are you talking about?
The bill that they are trying to pass right now.
The omnibus bill?
$1.7 trillion.
Yeah, the omnibus bill.
Yeah, well, it certainly is, because you know what's in that bill?
Yeah, I do.
You know what's in that bill?
Yeah, I do.
No, you don't.
Listen, man.
You don't. 4,004, you've read it, because there's a part in that bill that guarantees no money to go to the border, no money to go to the border agents, no money to be used to secure the border. That's in the bill.
Okay, so CJ. If that's in the bill, then I need to ask you, because do you agree that $858 billion, almost half of that omnibus $1.7 trillion bill, should go towards the military? Do you agree with that?
Heck yes.
Okay. All right.
Amen.
Let me finish my point now. Okay. So you agree with that. So that's half of the $1.7 trillion bill. Now you're saying, and we need even more money to go towards the border. How much money should we allocate to go towards the border?
A secure border. Do you believe in a secure border, Earl?
No, I don't.
Do you believe when you see pictures of the border?
No, I don't.
Our border is secure.
No, I don't. Let me say to you, man.
Let me say to you, man.
Your focus is singularly because, as I stated before, the Democrats bring him down, man, because the Democrats don't solely make a decision on what's in that budget. You talk as if the Democrats unilaterally have decided how much, what the remaining dollars of the omnibus bill are going to be without any involvement whatsoever from Republicans. So you're just running off at the mouth, man. That's all you're doing. You don't even look at any facts. So you can come here and talk about, well, Elon Musk said all these pages and none of that's going towards the border. That's a lie. And I'm not going to let you keep lying, man. Get some facts. And then we can have an educated conversation. But for you to constantly come here and talk about things you know nothing about because you're retorting what somebody like named Elon Musk said is not the kind of conversation I want to have, man. All right. Talk to you later. Let me talk about this subject. Auctioning of polar bear hunts in Las Vegas. Can you imagine, Connor, the poor polar bear, right? Just a beautiful creature, right? That has been created. And what has the polar bear done? Well, you know, I'm an American. I'm a hunter. You know, I'm a hunter, man, right? I want to hunt. Okay, well, sport and play. I'm a game hunter. I'm a big game hunter. So they're auctioning off, you know, hunting polar bears. They're auctioning them off in Las Vegas, right? So you can buy, you know, an opportunity to go to Alaska and shoot and kill polar bears in their own habitat. Why? Not because you want the meat or any of those things, but because I'm a big game hunter and it's sport for me. Listen to this. Man, famous man named Albert Schweitzer had this to say. Man has lost the capacity to foresee and to forestall. He will end by destroying the earth. Albert Schweitzer. When the last living thing has died on account of us, how poetical it will be if the earth could say, perhaps, from the floor of the Grand Canyon, it's done. People did not like it here. Kurt Vonnegut, Man Without a Country. To see the polar bear is to witness the great living ghost of the North. Listen, I got to go to a break. When I come back, we're going to continue the conversation. Our phone lines are open at 844-967-2789 if you choose to join. But we got a great conversation we're going to be having about the fact that the poor polar bear. Heck, some guy's a sports guy. I'm a sports guy, right? Got me a high-powered rifle, and I'm going to take out the polar bear population. Got to go to the break. 844-967-2789. You're tuned into the Earl Ingram Show. We'll be right back.
Don't change horses in the middle of a stream.
The Shaw 101 FM, Franklin's choice for news talk radio. Streaming 24/7 at waukradio.com.
CBS News Brief. Bitter snow and cold are spreading across the Midwest. Lots of flight cancellations today. Already more than 1,500. Lauren Rodriguez is feeling it in the Midwest.
20 below zero isn't only cold, it's extremely dangerous.
700 flights already canceled for tomorrow. A hero's welcome for Volodymyr Zelensky at a joint session of Congress.
Against all odds and doom and gloom scenarios, Ukraine didn't fall. Ukraine is alive and kicking.
Ukraine's president pitching lawmakers wary of approving more aid and weapons face the nation's Margaret Brennan.
He actually said, we drive the tanks and can fly the planes if you give them to us.
Crypto fraudster Sam Bankman-Fried's flown from the Bahamas to New York to face charges of defrauding investors of billions of dollars, U.S. Attorney Damian Williams.
He will appear in court before a judge in this district as soon as possible.
That could be today. CBS News Brief. I'm Deborah Rodriguez.
Bringing some sanity to the airwaves. The Shaw 101 FM, WAUK 540 AM.
For Civic Media, I'm Jane Matmere with your headlines. You may need to change your holiday travel plans. A winter storm warning is in effect until 6 a.m. on Saturday. We could see 3 to 7 inches of snow across parts of Wisconsin. The winds, an even bigger concern. Wind gusts up to 50 miles an hour could cause major visibility issues tonight and through tomorrow. Wind should gradually decrease on Saturday. Wind chill values expected to be between 10 and 20 below zero through Sunday morning. If you're flying, contact your airline, not the airport, to find out if flights are running on time. Wisconsin senators earmarking money for more than $306 million for community projects across the state. The $1.7 trillion omnibus spending package set to be voted on by Congress this week. Its passage funds the government through September of next year. You're listening to The Shaw, 101 FM, WAUK 540 AM.
Women hear a lot about self-care these days. Advice on ways to relax, exercise, eat healthy, and more. Those are all great. But one of the most important self-care steps we can take is making sure we're financially secure later in life. That means saving money for retirement. It's never too late to start. And it's the kind of self-care that brings peace of mind that lasts. For small steps you can take to save for retirement, visit WeSaySaveIt.org. That's WeSaySaveIt.org. A message from AARP and the Ad Council.
So all you folks out there, if you haven't registered to vote, register to vote. Get ready to vote. There are so many things on the ballot this November, at our freedom, our liberty, and our way of life. But we'll get to all of that this evening.
The Paul Revere Show with Mark Thompson. Listen Monday, 7 to 8 p.m. on the Shaw 101 FM and WAUK 540 AM.
Hey there, fellow working class heroes. I'm Rick Smith, host of The Rick Smith Show. And we are now on the air in Waukesha. Live weeknights, 8 to 10 p.m. right here on WAUK 540 AM, 101 FM, The Shaw. Turn on, tune in, and help us rebuild the American dream. Check out our website at TheRickSmithShow.com. The Rick Smith Show, where working people come to talk. Weeknights, 8 to 10 p.m. right here on WAUK 540 AM, 101 FM, The Shaw.
Here's today's STEM tip. Don't throw out that old plastic bottle. Repurpose it by turning it into an awesome terrarium. Just fill it with sand, pebbles, soil, and your favorite plant. It'll grow sealed right in its own ecosystem. Learn more at SheCanSTEM. A message from the Ad Council.
Show as always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. Text us at that same number. I'm talking about right now where they're auctioning off polar bear hunts in Alaska, and they're doing this in Las Vegas. And you know, you may say that it's a sport, and Earl, you need to understand that. It's sport. It's nothing more. You know, Albert Schweitzer was absolutely right. Man has lost the capacity to foresee and to forestall. He will end by destroying the earth. When the last living thing has died on account of us, how poetical it would be if earth could stay, could say, perhaps, from the floor of the Grand Canyon, it's done. People did not like it here, and so it's over. To see the polar bear is to witness the great living ghost of the North. But with trophy hunting and climate change, its population might well be tested in the coming decades. As the moment to ban trophy imports accelerates in the UK, there are equally avid aficionados of the killing game, as Eduardo Gonçalves has called them, who have recently decided to auction off polar bears in Las Vegas, as well as highlighting in their macabre showcase an entire arsenal of vanquished creatures who once lived wild and free and unhindered in the few remaining square feet of wilderness that still exists on the planet. You know, again, our phone lines are open at 844-967-2789. What say you? Listen, I'm not a hunter, and I'm not opposed to people hunting. They have every right to hunt, you know. And you know, there's an overpopulation of deer and certain other animals, and so if you don't, you know, thin out the herds, they'll cause major damage to you know, the earth and others. But for heaven's sakes, a polar bear, you know, some guy right now needs to be able to go to Alaska, and somebody who doesn't live in Alaska can auction off the killing of a polar bear in Alaska so some guy can talk about what a great hunter he is. I'm sorry, I don't get that. Let's go to Dave. Hey, Dave, how you doing? Thank you very much for the call. Am I missing out on something, sir?
No, you're not. You're right on again, Earl. Listening to you, I'm recalling another quote in the line of the Schweitzer quote that you read off. Leonardo da Vinci, arguably one of the most brilliant humans the human species has produced. He wrote this in his notebooks, probably in the 1400s. Quote, "Nothing will be left, nothing in the air, nothing under the earth, nothing in the waters. All will be hunted down, all exterminated," unquote. Scientists, I just last week, I read an article about the rate of extinctions of the other species on the planet.
Right.
It is 1,000 times the natural rate, and it's caused by humans. We are causing 1,000 times the natural rate of extinction on the planet. I'm really depressed. They have a name for this. They're naming the geological epoch that we're in. They're now calling it the Anthropocene. Human caused change in the environment. It's drastic, and yes, we're destroying the planet.
You know, Dave, the one thing that nobody can accuse me of in the show that I do, of talking about the same thing every day. Am I correct?
Oh, absolutely. absolutely.
The conversation is generally diverse about many different subjects and aspects and about humanity. In the end, that's clearly what I'd like to focus on. You know, we sprinkle in politics because that's, you know, that's what it is. But there are more important things than any of those things. And so when you see that some guy in Las Vegas can auction off the killing of one of the greatest creatures, you know, on this earth, and we as, you know, we're citizens on the planet. Am I right, Dave? We don't own the planet.
Right. That you know, those auctions are just another example of human arrogance. You know, we have to share the planet.
Well, yes. You know why we have to share the planet? It's not ours.
Absolutely.
Come on. We're none of at the how long has the longest human being lived? I don't know, what, maybe 115 years old, 117 years old. That's it. I don't care who it is. You know, I don't know if anybody's ever made it to 120 years, but that's it. And how old is the Earth? Come on.
Right.
I mean,
right.
Come on. You know, and yet we as human beings are so arrogant that we somehow act like this is ours. It's not. The polar bear doesn't belong to you. That you can auction it off. How does one get in a position like that, Dave? The rest of us should be saying, oh, whoa, wait a minute. Stop-o. Who are you to auction off the killing of a creature like that? You know.
Yeah, it's depressing, Earl. Yes, it is.
Yeah, it is. But you know what, Dave? As long as I'm on the air, we're going to keep talking about it. Listen to this. This is Gary Snyder. I am pessimistic about the human race because it is too ingenious for its own good. Our approach to nature is to beat it into submission. How long have we been reading now about the lack of bees?
Right.
And the impact that that's having, right?
Right. It's bad enough that, humans have become the dominant species and we're able to do all of this. Now introduce capitalism, which was introduced 500 years ago. And it's like throwing gasoline on the fire where, you know, profit is the only goal. The world be damned. Animals be damned. Even humans be damned. Profit is the only thing that matters.
Yeah, I mean, clearly some guy is going to be profiting because, and I don't know, how does one get into a position that they can auction off the killing of a polar bear from Las Vegas?
Well, it generates interest. It's like advertising. Now, other people are going to want to do that.
Yeah.
Okay, and they're going to go pay to do that, and they do pay to do that.
Well, you know, I've seen Donald Trump Jr. With trophy elephants, right? He stands next to an elephant that he slaughtered.
Yes.
You know, one of the grandest creatures that the Creator has ever created, you know, who was dead because, a guy who calls himself a sportsman shot and killed this majestic creature. We should be outraged. Hey, Dave, as always, thank you, man. I feel your spirit every time you call. I really appreciate it. Merry Christmas to you and your family. Hey, Tom.
Thank you.
Hey, Tom. You're in L.A., man. Are you auctioning off the killing of gorillas in the rainforest?
Earl, I swear, these guys are so overcompensating for something else. that they don't have by their small genitalia, because they need big AR-15s, first off, to kill things, because they have a small penis, I guess, if I can say that. They also apparently need to kill big animals so they can feel good about them. These are the sickest people, seriously. I mean, I hope the elephant just goes and stomps on them. I really do. I mean, this is... And the polar bear, are you kidding me?
No, man.
I mean, we in this country, we're living for a short term. We're living like the stock market. Every quarter is all that matters, I guess, because we don't care about the future of the country or the future of the world, because all they're doing is, did I make a profit this quarter or not? You know, it is so disgusting.
But when these animals are defenseless, but when you look at the creation, right, in its totality,
in God's creation, I created everyone.
So some guy slaughters the polar bear, and he says, "I'm a great hunter. I tracked it." Oh, you did you? Right. And so you blow out the polar bear's brains, and you feel good about that. I don't know, man. I'm not a hunter, so I don't know.
What is wrong with you? What is wrong with these people? They got dropped on their head, or they were put out in the cold in the blizzard weather there or something. I don't know. Also, tell Dave next time he calls in, I didn't scream and yell earlier. I just asked for him to give me a policy that the Republicans have passed in the past 50 years that's helped the working class people. So these people need to call in and tell you that.
Tom, thank you for the call, my friend, as always. You too. Let's go to Thomas from New Berlin. Hey, Thomas, how you doing? Thank you very much for the call. You say what?
It's funny you guys talking about this. I was just at my family's cabin up north for Thanksgiving. And it's a pretty new cabin they just built, and you walk in, and it's half safari animal heads on their wall. They even have a 14-foot giraffe neck and head, and
come on, man.
I don't understand. They have money. They can do a lot of things that a lot of people can't do. And, like, this is what they chose to do. It's, like, it's baffling, you know. I don't even think that, Wisconsin hunters, sportsmen, I don't think a lot of them are okay with that type of thing. If you ask them, I've asked a few people. I have a picture of myself next to the giraffe head. Which I didn't want to do, but my mom really wanted it.
right.
But I show it, and I show a buddy who hunts, deer and turkey. And
deer and turkey are different than polar bears and giraffes and elephants.
Right.
Come on, man.
It's a flyer across the world, and the other thing I just wanted to mention too is, the story I got was like, it was for charity. There was some story to make them feel good about it, and it was like, I don't know, if you got to tell yourself, like, I'm pretty sure somebody there, if they needed the meat, somebody there could have took care of it. And
Hey, Thomas, man, you and I on the same page, man. Thank you very much for the call. Merry Christmas.
Yep.
Got to go to a break. 844-967-2789. What do you say? We'll be right back.
Mental health challenges impact us all in some way. Milwaukee County Behavioral Health Services is working hard to meet these challenges, ushering a new model of mental health care, redesigned with you in mind. This community-based system meets people where they're at with culturally competent services, better access, and no wrong doors to begin the journey. Milwaukee County Behavioral Health Services, here for you, close to home. If you or someone you know is experiencing a mental health emergency, contact 414-257-7222.
Hey, this is Matt from Design Garden. Remember when the internet was new? Back then you had to leave your house to start a business. Companies used to pay programmers bags of cash to get online. Now, small businesses can get online with a Facebook business page, or Squarespace, or Google My Business, or WordPress, But which tools should you use? Can you afford to go down the wrong path? Design Garden uses modern tools to build your website the right way. Find us online at design.garden. Again, that's design.garden.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
I asked what kind of family she wanted. She said, a family like yours.
Learn more about adopting a teen at AdoptUSKids.org. You can't imagine the reward. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. A winter storm warning continues until 6 a.m. Saturday morning. Snow likely this afternoon, otherwise cloudy. Daytime highs approaching 27. Northwest winds 10 to 20 miles an hour. Cloudy tonight, snow likely 7 below. Snow likely tomorrow 1 above. Cloudy skies. 2 to 4 inches of snow today through tomorrow night. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Eric Height. Currently, it's 27 degrees.
The Shaw 101 FM, your fix for progressive talk. From Muskego to Pewaukee, always streaming at waukradio.com.
Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number, man. You know, man, I just don't get that kind of stuff. You know what I mean, Connor? I mean, I just don't, you know. Yeah, I can't hear you. Yeah. Okay. All right. So anyway, man, I just for the life of me don't get those things. It doesn't matter how long I live. I'll go to my grave not understanding a lot of things that go on in this country and how people think that, you know, these sorts of things or kinds of things that happen. And we just accept the things in this country. Never understand those things. We should be pushing back on those things and saying, no, that's not acceptable. Just is not acceptable, won't ever be acceptable in a society such as ours. We can be better stewards than that, right? There are people, can you realize the people who were here long before any of us, you know, and all these things were left here for us. We weren't the first people here. You know, CJ, believe it or not, we weren't the first people here. There were people here long before any of us. There'll be people here long after we're gone. Let's not be so selfish and self-centered that we want everything that we want, that we should be able to get everything that we want, right? Man, you know, I've never seen a polar bear in its environment. I've seen polar bears at the zoo, right? I'm a person who watches a lot of nature, but I haven't had the opportunity to go to Africa and see the animals in the wild. I watch them every chance I get. I was a kid. As a kid, there used to be a show that would come on The Wild or whatever it was called. It was only half an hour. But I remember as a very young boy watching that and marveling at those creatures and saying, wow, what a, you know, wonderful, wonderful creation. Now, don't get me wrong. Man is the greatest of all creations. And so with what we have, I mean, we have free will. None of those animals have free will at all. Man does. And so that's what makes man the greatest of all creations, is because we have free will. But when we use our free will in the wrong manner, for instance, when our free will has been used to create nuclear weapons, I mean, come on, man. When our free will has been used to create these weapons of destruction, when our free will has been used to destroy the planet, when our free will has been used to destroy the creatures of the planet, I don't know, you know, how we can keep saying we're the greatest of the creations. Well, we didn't say it. You know, the Creator himself said it, that we are the greatest of the creation. Let's start acting like that, right? Let's start having some compassion. We have free will for one another. It's Christmas time. If we can't do it any other time, let me say this to you. You ever notice on Thanksgiving the possibilities of what human beings can be manifest every Christmas? I mean Thanksgiving, not Christmas, but every Thanksgiving, what man can be is manifest by everybody marshaling their forces to make sure that if for no other time of the year, on Thanksgiving in this country, that we organize and make sure that every human being gets a hot meal. We do that, and we can make that happen regardless of our differences. We make that happen. If we can do that one day a year, why can't we do it any other time? I don't understand that. You know, I really don't. You know, Christmas holiday. You know, peace on earth, goodwill to men, all that stuff. More than just words. You can make it a reality. You know, what it takes is stepping outside of yourself. Slaughtered.
Follow
Women hear a lot about self-care these days. Advice on ways to relax, exercise, eat healthy, and more. Those are all great. But one of the most important self-care steps we can take is making sure we're financially secure later in life. That means saving money for retirement. It's never too late to start. And it's the kind of self-care that brings peace of mind that lasts. For small steps you can take to save for retirement, visit WeSaySaveIt.org. That's WeSaySaveIt.org. A message from AARP and the Ad Council.
Dueling Tangents. You are listening to WAUK 540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha, always streaming on the Civic Media app.